In Florida, health officials say Zika is being carried and spread by mosquitoes in a Miami neighborhood. They believe 14 people likely caught Zika in this area near downtown. Zika can cause severe birth defects if a woman is infected at any time during pregnancy. NPR's Michaeline Ducliffe reports on what this growing outbreak means for pregnant women throughout the U.S.
For months now, Dr. Neil Silverman at the University of California, Los Angeles, has been advising his pregnant patients and those trying to get pregnant not to travel to places where Zika is spreading. That includes countries in Central America, South America, and the Caribbean. Now Silverman says he's adding two counties in southern Florida to that list, Miami-Dade and Broward.
For the time being, I think that we have to be cautious, and I'm not sure I, in good faith, could recommend that a pregnant woman travel to that area of Florida right now.
Silverman says he's treating these counties just like countries in Latin America. Pregnant women who have recently traveled there should get tested for Zika, and if a couple wants to get pregnant,
the current recommendations are that they wait for 8 weeks to actively attempt to get pregnant, and that's both for men and for women.
I talked to several doctors around the country, and they agreed with Silverman's assessment. Pregnant women shouldn't travel to the area around Miami. But the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention isn't going that far. It's limiting the travel advisory to just the small neighborhood in Miami where the Zika cases have been, called the Wynwood Art District. CDC's director, Dr. Thomas Frieden, says that's because the mosquito that spread Zika, Aedes aegypti, has a severe limitation.
We can't predict the future, but we do know that the Aedes aegypti mosquito only travels about 150 meters maximum in its life.
So he expects the outbreak to be contained inside the small neighborhood. Frieden says it's the first time the CDC has issued a travel alert for inside the continental U.S. due to an infectious disease. Ashish Jha at the Harvard Global Health Institute thinks the agency is making the right decision by limiting the alert to just a small region.
Most people who go to southern Florida today are not going to be bitten by a mosquito that is infected with Zika. So for most people, the risk is very, very small. And you also don't want to create panic when you don't have the evidence that the disease is spreading elsewhere.
But Jha does expect there to be more outbreaks in Florida besides this one in the Wynwood neighborhood.
My guess is that's where we started looking, and that's where the first set of cases are. But there will probably be a lot more and probably much more widespread.
If that happens, Frieden says the CDC will quickly expand the travel advisory to other parts of Florida. Michaeline Ducliffe, NPR News.